the underlined the weatherman with us this morning, Brad Field. Brad, good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Hi, Brad.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What is the latest? What can we expect from this storm? I'm hearing all kinds of snow amounts.
Well, all right. We'll boil it down for you here. I think there'll be as little as 3 inches of snow in southern New London County, where there'll be some mixing issues with some sleet and rain, to as much as a foot and a half of snow in the hills of western Hartford County and also the hills of Litchfield County.
Wow.
So if you want to go right to the accumulations, guys, I'd be happy to do that right off the bat.
Yeah, give us the bad news.
give you some town-by-town estimates here, guys. We're looking at, say, let's go from along 84, Danbury to Waterbury, and then let's cut north-northeast up to the Notch, up toward Southwick, Massachusetts, okay?
Okay,
north
great.
And west, north and west of that line, I'm looking for 12 to 16 inches of snow accumulation. Now, in the greater Hartford area, we're expecting around a foot of snow, maybe 10, 11, 12 inches of snow. That's right there at the studio in Bloomfield. That's in Hartford. That's down along the Connecticut River, down toward the areas of Meriden and Middletown, looking for about a foot of snow accumulation. In eastern Connecticut, out toward Yukon, for example, we're looking for 6 to 12 inches of accumulation, with over a foot of accumulation, or around a foot at least, in some of the hill towns of northeastern Connecticut, places like Willington and Ashford, for example. But, Brad and Dan, what always happens is the tricky mixing, and if you want to go into that later, I can explain it, and I think I can explain it well. But what's going to happen down toward the Connecticut shoreline, places like Milford and New Haven, looking for about a half a foot of snow in the city. Mm-hmm. But then as you move north and west, the accumulation amounts will build rapidly through northern New Haven County up toward that foot, as I told you, up as you get toward the area around Waterbury. Also looking for 6 inches of snow or so inland in southeastern Connecticut. For example, let's use Norwich there. And then in the southeast corner of the state, we're looking at some serious mixing issues. But the problem here is, even when it's snowing, it's going to be snowing at a temperature of 35 or 36. So it's going to be awfully hard to accumulate, especially on the blacktop. So we're looking for maybe a total of around 3 inches in the cities of Groton and New London, but 3 inches of heavy, wet slop is going to be occurring. Mm. Now, the reason, guys, I wanted to tell you about why snow amounts vary, say the area around Hartford gets every single drop and flake of precipitation as the area around Torrington. Why does it pile up way more around Torrington? The answer is, in a standard atmosphere, you lose about 4 degrees Fahrenheit for every 1,000 feet you move up in elevation. So I've hiked Mount Washington, for example, and it's 6,000 over 6,000 feet in elevation. So if you're hiking it on a summer day and it's 75 degrees at the base, by the time you get to the summit, it's going to be 50. You lose approximately 4 degrees Fahrenheit every 1,000 feet you go up in the atmosphere. So that's why it's critical where your house is built. For example, I live in Granby, and in the center of Granby, the elevation is 250 feet above mean sea level. But you get out into West Granby, where I live, North Granby, where it's over 1,000 feet of elevation, you lose, even from the center of Granby, you lose 2 to 3 degrees in West Granby and North Granby. So even if you get the same amount of snow, it's more fluffy, it piles up more readily. So that's why you get the differences in accumulation between the valley and the hills. And I think we're going to see a classic example of that coming up during the day today.
What about, Brad, what about the overall, for example, getting out? Dan and I, let's say at 10 o'clock, we're not going to be leaving, but 10 o'clock we get out. We don't have an overabundance of snow right now, and they tell us, the weather people over here, that starting at noontime, right on through...
Yeah, if you can time the storm out.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dan and Brad, I totally agree with the forecast you've been receiving. I kind of call these guys the advanced scouts out ahead of the main body. We're getting a little bit of snow across Connecticut right now, but it is not the main system at all. What we've got is the upper-level low is coming through western Pennsylvania, and we've got a new surface low forming just off the Delaware coast, kind of a coast hugger. It's just to the south of Atlantic City, New Jersey. And once that upper-level energy hits it, it's going to explode into a major storm. So I do totally agree with what you're hearing. The snow this morning will be light, rather insignificant. It may slip over to rain here and there for a while when it's very light. But then, starting this afternoon and through the afternoon and into the evening, and through the evening probably, we will have snow very heavy at times. Mm-hmm. So that's when it's going to start to accumulate on the road. So, Brad, if anyone's driving, I know you and Dan get off at 10 o'clock in the morning or whatever. But if you're doing some show prep and you hang around for a while, you should be still fine. Most of the main roads through the valley around noontime, but then after that, it's really going to start to come down heavily. I think from noon to 2, it's going to start to pick up, and then from about 2 to about midnight, it's going to rage. What I mean by rage is more than an inch an hour, maybe at times 2 inches an hour will come down. So that's when it's really going to begin to pile up. That's when we're going to have the road issues this afternoon and this evening. And I think the snow is going to tend to taper after midnight tonight. But even tomorrow morning, I think there'll be multiple school delays, if not cancellations, because there'll be many spots in Connecticut that will have a foot and more of accumulation. But this is not going to be that light, fluffy stuff. This is going to be heavy, hard-to-move snow. So parking lots are probably going to be a mess for a while tomorrow and stuff. So it's going to take a while tomorrow. I would expect at least school delays tomorrow, if not plain, flat-out cancellations and spots during tomorrow.
Talking with go ahead.
How about Friday?
Friday looks fine, Brad. There might be a rain or snow shower around on Friday, but no accumulation. And over the weekend, I think it's looking good, partly to mostly sunny, temperatures near or somewhat below average for the time of year. So I'm thinking upper 30s to mid-40s. But here again, what we're going to do is we're going to have a lot of snow on the ground, and just by the fact that it's March and we've got a high sun angle and whatnot, we will have some melting during the days, but then a hard refreeze at night. Temperatures will be moving down to the 20s. So for the next several days, guys, all our listeners have to be aware of when they head out at night, any snow that melted during the day, and it's going to take a few days, it's going to take many days to melt all this snow. It's not going to happen quickly because we're not going to have temperatures that will be that warm. So we've got to be on the lookout for ice at night. So black ice that, people can slip and fall and hurt themselves very badly on those icy surfaces. So we're going to be facing that problem too. You shovel your walkway out pristinely, but then it melts into the walkway during the day, and then at night it freezes into ice. I think that's going to be happening for the next several days.
Well, I'm glad we got four-wheel drive, because coming out tomorrow morning, Dan and I, we get out early, 1:30 in the morning, and head out.
I'm coming from Torrington, that Torrington you mentioned, so I know about the temperatures and elevation. I watched that temperature change on my car thermometer. But we're talking with Brad Field. He is in our Touchpoints Rehab Interview Chair, award-winning meteorologist. Brad, you really nailed it. The forecast, the long-range forecast, this particular storm. And you also talked, when we had you on last week, about the beach erosion and the damage which could be done up in Massachusetts. And they really did get whacked in Massachusetts, Cape Cod, Boston, that area.
Dan, I really appreciate you saying that because, you know, a lot of people have the idea, and they're right, about it didn't happen in my backyard. And a lot of times people focus on snow and they say, well, what happened to the big storm? The difference between the storm this week and the storm last week, remember the storm last week? We had temperatures leading into that storm of 55 to 60 for four consecutive days. And I had thought erroneously that we would have enough what we call thermal forcing and upward motion in the atmosphere to create cold air. But instead of the thermal column being 32 and us getting that heavy, heavy snow, the thermal column was more like 33 or 34, and it just missed. It's like you hit the ball like right on the nose. You hit a line shot to the 420-foot sign at Fenway, but the guy goes back and catches the ball. Guess what? You're out.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how well you hit the ball, right?
That's right.
You're still out. But the main idea of that storm came together. It essentially was a hurricane in terms of the force of the wind speed. So we had gusts over 60 in Connecticut. I remember the next morning, the morning after the storm, CLMP still had over 40,000 people without power. So it's the kind of thing, like, if it doesn't happen at your house, it didn't happen.
Right.
But I do appreciate you saying that, and I do think that this is another one of those major, major nor'easters. We're not going to have the wind with this one. We're not going to have the moon tide, so we're not going to have to worry about the coastal flooding to the degree of the last one by any stretch at all.
Now, what are the chances that low does not form off Delmarva?
I think pretty low. There are already signs of it forming, Brad. We've got the low from Delmarva tracking to just south of Montauk about 7 o'clock tonight. And then from there, kind of drifting over to the vicinity of Martha's Vineyard in Nantucket. Now, what the old-time meteorologists used to always do is watch the wind in Nantucket. If the wind in Nantucket goes south, guess what? That means it's cutting inside of Nantucket. If the wind in Martha's Vineyard goes south, guess what? It's cutting inside of Martha's Vineyard. The closer it comes toward the coast of New England, the farther inland the rain snow line is going to be. So I've got the storm basically over Nantucket. If that happens, we're going to get the snow amounts that I think, from about 3 inches with the mix and the slush and the rain in southern New London County to about a foot and a half in the highlands of western Hartford County and certainly the hills of Litchfield County. And, Dan, that's for you.
Hey, by the way, we have, you say, till noontime to get ourselves together so we can get out of here, right?
Yeah.
I think that's exactly right, Brad. I am looking out of my office window right now on my street, and I'm at 890 feet of elevation here, and the road is just wet. Mm-hmm. Although I do have a solid snow covering in West Granby, solid snow covering, and the snow is coating the trees, but I'm looking at the road, and I live out in the boonies. So, I mean, I'm in a rural location, rural road, and it's just wet. So I think we've got, it's going to have to wait until the snow really picks up in intensity. And the DPW crew's doing a great job pre-treating the roads and so forth. But I think the pre-treatment is going to be overcome by the snow rates we're going to see, say, after 2 o'clock today. And also, guys, another important thing. Thunder snow, it's not that big of a deal, but if you hear thunder today, you can say, hey, Brad, Field told me about it. But it's going to be when the upper level low meets with the surface low, There's going to be a lot of dynamics going on in the atmosphere. And one rule that we always learn kind of in meteorology is watch where the thunderstorms go. That's where the heaviest snow is going to be. And there are some thunderstorms out in western Pennsylvania right now. So we're going to have to kind of watch where that conglomeration ultimately ends up. And, you know, some, you know that during a summer thunderstorm how the rain can come down.
Right.
Yep.
Picture that happening as snow. You better watch where these thunderstorms ultimately head.
Brad, you're awesome. You really are. We can't
the
thank
best.
You
you're
enough.
You're the best in the business.
Thanks so much.
You.
We'll talk
thank
down
you
the road.
You have a great day, guys. Thank you very much.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Take care.
I tell you.
Award-winning meteorologist Brad Field.